It is the most popular verse in the entire Bible between an over-assertive Protestant minister and an over-assertive Catholic priest. It's this conversation that will go on until Jesus comes back for us. Can you have faith and do nothing with it and still get to heaven? Or do you need to do some work with the faith given to you, and that will get you to heaven? All of us woke up this morning to attend Mass. And certainly it's a pleasant thought to think that I can lay in my bed, perhaps eat breakfast in bed, with a nice cup of coffee, and just believe in my head and heart that God exists. If I would do that every Sunday morning and know that I'd go to heaven, that's a great life. But for whatever reason, you and I are here this morning in our pews, worshiping God at the altar. I don't think I have the answer, but Dr. Cunningham does. Dr. Cunningham was the chief medical officer of nerve research at Johns Hopkins Medical Center in the 90s. Dr. Cunningham did extensive research on what's called acute paralysis. This is what happens. For no reason, nothing genetic, nothing by way of injury or illness, people wake up and they can't walk. Their legs are paralyzed. They have acute paralysis. And when Dr. Cunningham first saw his patient with acute paralysis, he began to dedicate his life to fixing this terribly burdensome illness, so that these people who did nothing would not be restricted to a wheelchair for the rest of their lives. He happened to discover a vaccination that came from the polio thread. And this vaccination, if taken very accurately and precisely, within 18 months, 99% of the time, and he would say 100% of the time, because he did not have one failure. If they do what they told him to do, if they do what he told them to do, they would be able to walk in 18 months. Dr. Cunningham was a devout Catholic. And to teach, to understand that letter of St. James today, he has this story of Jonathan and Samuel. Jonathan and Samuel were very similar men, both in their 40s, both suffering from this acute paralysis. They both woke up one day in their beds and they couldn't walk. Their legs did not work. Jonathan goes to Dr. Cunningham at Johns Hopkins and says, "I have what I think you've discovered, and I want to walk again. I hate being lugged around in a wheelchair by my wife and kids. What do I do?" He said, "This is what you do. Here's the vaccination. It's very costly, but it works. We can find funds. We can find the grants. We'll supply that. But you have to take it every 8 days for the next 18 months. And you have to trust that in the next 12 or 14 months, you're going to see no progress. Nothing will happen to your legs. But slowly, in those final 2 or 3 months, you'll be get feeling back. You'll tingle your toes, and you'll be able to walk. But you have to trust the vaccination. You have to trust my research." You see, Jonathan was not the first. There were several that went before him. And so to get Jonathan and Dr. Cunningham's side, Dr. Cunningham gave him his diary, his novel, his journal. And there wasn't thousands. There was probably 25 or 30 people who did what Dr. Cunningham told them to do, and they began to walk in 18 months. And Jonathan said, "If it's working for them, it's going to work for me. Doctor, I trust you. Let's do this." Jonathan made great progress, and in 18 months, he began to walk. In the 9th month of Jonathan's recovery, Samuel comes in. Very similar situation. Dr. Cunningham lays out the line. This is what needs to happen. You need to take this vaccination. I know it's costly. You need to take it every 8 days. You can't skip. You can't go on the 6th. You can't go on the 12th. Every 8 days. And Samuel, with a bit of burden and disbelief, said, "But what if I miss a day? Or what if I want to travel? I have a life plan for me already. I don't think this prognosis and what you're giving me is really going to fit with the life I want to live. And Dr. Cunningham says, well, then you don't want to walk. And Samuel says, that's crazy, doctor. I do want to walk. Dr. Cunningham says, well, then do this, and you will. So he gives him his book. Samuel reads all these stories, and he goes, absolutely. If it worked for them, it's going to work for me. Samuel comes back for his monthly checkups. First month, second month, third month down, he's doing okay. Fourth, fifth, sixth month comes along. And in the sixth month, by this time, Jonathan is seeing great recovery. And Dr. Cunningham knows that, but because of confidentiality, he doesn't share that with Samuel. Dr. Cunningham is a man of integrity, so he asks Samuel, how are you doing with vaccinations? Well, to tell you the truth, doctor, the first few months were great. But I have all sorts of things going on in the summer. I want to travel. I want to do this. I want to do that. Sometimes I miss a vaccination. Sometimes I go on the 15th day. Sometimes I'll take two in a week because I know next week I'll be traveling. Dr. Cunningham says, you know that's not what you're supposed to do. I gave you exactly what you needed to do to walk. And Samuel says, but I don't know if I trust you completely because I've had no progress whatsoever. I feel nothing in my legs. I still can't walk. And I'm stabbing myself in the thigh with a syringe every 8 days. And Dr. Cunningham says, but I told you that's part of it all. And so he comes back in the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th month. And he's still a little shaky with getting his vaccinations and his legs on time. And Samuel's real honest with him, and he says, doctor, I just don't think it's going to work. I said, what makes you think that? Well, I have a couple of cousins that say it's not going to work. My buddies at work say, you're believing this one doctor and a few stories? I have all this skepticism in my life. That's why I'm not doing this, Dr. Cunningham. Dr. Cunningham looks at him and says, you know what? I usually don't do this because I'm a man of courtesy, and I respect your religion. I don't know what you are, but I'm a devout Catholic. And I was born and raised thinking that the Catholic Church was the roadmap to heaven. It's the truth. It's the gem. God gave me the Catholic Church because he wants to get me to heaven. My parents raised me that way. I went to Catholic school. I graduated from a Catholic college. I was always told, this is how you're going to go to heaven. But then I doubted, because I began to believe all the wrong people. But since then, I've been disciplined. I've maintained. And I trust, Samuel, I'll go to heaven, not because of my own doing, but because of Jesus who made his promise to me. Samuel, I know it's different with you. You're talking about walking. I'm talking about heaven. But in my life, Dr. Cunningham says to Samuel, in my life, I had to trust some things that I really didn't get, that I really didn't like, that bothered me, that angered me. And in my life as a Catholic, it was the church. It was that pope. It was that priest. It was the look of that church. It was the music. It was my neighbor who was a devout Catholic, but was rude and angry. But I looked past all that because I knew there was no pope, there was no priest, there was no lady in the front pew that would bring me to heaven. It was Jesus, and I had to trust him. And because you didn't trust me, Samuel, I don't think you're going to walk. Samuel left, and Samuel is still in a wheelchair today because he didn't trust the authority that was given to him. Folks, Dr. Cunningham is right. We have all sorts of opinions, and I think probably now more because Pope Francis is so popular in the media. And your opinions are as valuable as mine, and mine are as valuable as yours. But some opinions are true, and some aren't. It's not condescending, it's not arrogant. It's the way Jesus wants us to live. He has given us everything. He has given us the vaccination to walk. And all we have to do is to make sure that we do what we're told. Not in a ho-hum kind of way, but with a spirit of joy. because it's really not that bad. A few Sunday commitments, going to confession, loving your neighbor, having a spirit of joy, reading a few good books on the Catholic faith, raising your household so that your kids know who their Savior is. These sorts of things make up the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church is the map of life, not because Pope Francis is popular, and not because of a good homily or a poor homily. It's because it's true. What Dr. Cunningham gave to Jonathan and Samuel was true. And what Jesus gives to his Catholic Church, and what we get from the Catholic Church, is true.